And we've got Jimmy Williams online to talk about sport, of course. Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Good afternoon, Carl. How are you going?
I'm going very well, and I know that you want to talk about the cricket, but it's like stating the bleeding obvious, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is, Carl. It is. Just all I've got to say, Carl, is thank goodness that is over, because I don't know where we would have been, the Australian side, without that rain and bad light. But the final day, a complete washout, and India in the end ending a 71-year drought here in Australia. Their first ever test series win in Australia, as I said, which dates all the way back to 1947.
Wow.
Was there after 11 unsuccessful attempts. And just amazing what they've been able to achieve. But the bigger questions that we're going to ask are our team heading in the right direction in the future? That's what everyone's talking about. Do we have the right 11 or 12 guys? Of course, by the time we hit the Ashes over there in England, the bans will be lifted on Steve Smith and David Warner. Everyone's talking about those guys. Do we need them back in the team? Do we want them back in the team?
Mm.
It remains to be seen. But the Indians were terrific. Nothing taken away from them. Chhateshwar Pujara, no surprise, the man of the series,
yeah,
and the man of the match at the SCG. Three centuries for a total of 521 runs at 74.42. A high score of 193. He was fantastic. If we can find a batsman like him, Carl, for the Ashes, I'll be thrilled.
If only. If only. Now, go on.
Yeah, just repeating, that match, of course, ending in a draw. No result. I don't think we were ever going to get close to India's 622, but bad light,
yeah,
and rain ending it in a washout.
Yeah. And both WA footy teams are back training today.
Yeah, they were, Carl. It's bizarre to sort of think that, you know, it's the 7th of January and we're already talking about the AFL, but the clubs are back after their Christmas break, and why wouldn't the Eagles be up and about? They're the reigning premiers. They hit the track this morning, and a pretty warm day for them too. So, but the captain, Shannon Hearn, always speaking very well, making no excuses, playing down the fact that Nick Natanui, Andrew Gaff and Brad Shepherd missed out on that premiership, and sort of hinted that they weren't the only three. There's 20 other guys there too who would all have that sort of burning desire in them for season 2019 to be a part of something really special. And no doubt they'll be trying to do that. Scott Lysett's gone. Tom Higgy's come in, the former Saint. He'll be one guy trying to cement his spot into 22 and get a premiership medal hanging around his neck at some point in the future. But I suppose that's everyone's goal at this point of the season. And they've got their work cut out to them, not just the Eagles, but all the AFL clubs. Of course, 9 rule changes / interpretation changes for this season. So it's going to be interesting to see how the clubs can adapt to them and which ones can make advantage of it first. And Fremantle down the road, they also trained this morning. They held a 2-kilometre time trial at Coburn. Stefan Giro finished in first, Andy Brayshaw second, and Sam Switkowski third. So three rising young Dockers finishing in the top three for their 2K time trial. If you ask me, Carl, it doesn't mean a whole lot. It just means that they've kept up their running program over the Christmas, which is what they all should have been doing, but that's how much footy's changed over the time.
And a bad night for the Socceroos, Jimmy.
Oh, Carl, it really was. Watching this on my TV, I was just getting so frustrated. We had our chances. We had the majority of the possession, but the Australian team not being able to get it done and losing 1-0 to Jordan in the opening Asian Cup clash in Abu Dhabi. But there is some good news for Perth football lovers. When I say football, I mean soccer. This one got a little bit buried last night, but the Glory are on top of the A-League ladder. They came from 2 goals down to stun the Brisbane Roar 4-2. They move a game clear on top of the A-League table. While some of our teams aren't going too well, they're the ones to keep an eye on, Carl, as I said, on top of the A-League table and overcoming a 2-goal deficit. Who knows? Perhaps the boys in purple could be coming home with the championship in 2019.
You never know. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Carl.